Dear Mr. President, you don't know me, but I voted for you in 76. I'm one of the millions who cried out the loudest for change in our government, and we won. Or did we? We had hoped and prayed to be led from our valley of depression, both mental and financial, and to once again be able to face each other with some degree of respect. We had grown weary shouldering the monstrous tax burden while greedy politicians went to bed with big business and turned a deaf ear to the voice of the people. Whatever happened to the rights of the average citizen, the taxpayer, the defender of truth, justice, and the American way? We are outraged when we hear of our sick, our poor, and our old people starving to death, freezing to death, or dying quietly at home because they can't afford our gluttonous hospital costs. We cry out helplessly as Congress forces things like school busing and the metric system down our throats. We're choking on the same medicine that is meant to heal us. But most of all, Mr. President, we're tired of being the patsy for every handout nation that comes knocking at our door. At one time or another, we've had to feed, clothe, and educate most of the world. And for all our good intentions, they've mistaken our generosity and compassion for weakness. And they're closing in like a predator on its wounded prey. In our own city streets, we allow the Nazis and the Communist Party the freedom to go for the jugular, while we defend them with the very laws that were meant to protect us. We let Soviet combat troops encroach on us within 90 miles of our shores, and we take a wait-and-see attitude. We have allowed third-rate nations to bring us to our knees, holding mighty oil weapons to the head of all Americans. And now our dignity lies trampled and tarnished under the feet of foreign students living in this country. How dare they parade in front of the White House, chanting their threats, spouting their hatred for us, and demanding blood. Your blood, Mr. President. How much more humiliation can we take? We've stood by and watched them rape us, rob us, take us hostage, and as a final blow, burn our beloved flag before the eyes of the world. Oh, Mr. President, we sent our fathers and our sons and brothers to fight in wars that were not wars, but they carried that flag and they died defending it. Is this not enough to waken a sleeping giant? Why don't he rise up in rage and anger at his tormentors? Our fathers and grandfathers forged a great nation out of strength, courage, and honor that any American could be proud of. But where's our pride today, sir? Will we turn the other cheek? Will we leave our self-respect in the pitiful heap of ashes that was once our flag? If we do that, sir, then all the tears ever shed in this great nation would never make it shine again.